Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
The week that was, but you have a different name for it, Pricey.
I do. This is the least worst bits of our show for the week.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Harry's reaction to our work on the week that was gets weirder and weirder every week. Actually, that's how Harry talks to dogs. But dogs, producers, we're all the same, right?
But Pricey's feedback can get worryingly dark sometimes.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
This week, whilst Harry tried to ask the big questions...
Do you reckon we're going to get to Mars this year?
Pricey was trying to bury the rumours about her lost weekend with AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
I was pretty much her slave in a dog collar getting spanked, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Everyone's been talking about how good the Oscars were. But in the studio, there's one thing we're seriously unhappy about.
Robbed at the Academy Awards, The Greatest Showman was.
Don't know why I said that like Yoda. Robbed it was.
We don't know either, but it highlighted Harry's inability to articulate himself.
So that's what I'm like,
To excuse himself, he came up with a theory.
I think women are much better communicators all around than men.
A theory that Pricey proved wrong time. And time. And time again.
Hey.
Aside from that, the buzz around the Backstreet Boys' appearance on the show was almost unbearable in the studio.
The teenage girl inside me right now is squealing.
Oh, I can hear it loud and clear, honey.
Is it that obvious, is it?
But we think it might not be the Backstreet Boys that have given Harry this identity crisis. The seed was planted a long time ago by his mum, Susan.
She called me Sarah for like the first 12 years of my life.
That's it from me. More from these lamos next week.
What betrayal?
I'm calling my mum.
Happy Thursday, UAE. We are so rev for the weekend. You're with Harry and Pricey this morning at Dubai 92. So I don't want to be one of these people that already, I've only been once. And I'm already talking about it, but did go to the gym yesterday.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
You're back at the gym.
Yeah.
I thought you sounded like you were like stretching before. I was like, why is he stretching?
Well, I walked up the stairs here to the studio and I was...
That's how you can like really figure out if you've done something or not at the gym the day before.
By the way, just something. I didn't run this past you before about to talk about it on the air, but going to need your help tomorrow because we did legs yesterday.
Legs day.
Legs day. And it doesn't kick in until the day after, right?
True.
So I'm going to need my bathroom buddy.
Oh.
So you're going to be around?
I'm not going to be your bathroom buddy.
Pricey, we're old mates.
Yeah,
it's
I
fine.
Know, but that's a little bit weird. I'll get someone in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll arrange someone.
And that's not weirder. I'll arrange someone to help you get off the toilet, Harry. Thank you. For those of you who don't know, it is hard sometimes. Yeah. After you do legs, you get stuck on there. Yeah.
And then if you do arms day, you can't even pick up your dinner plate. That sucks.
You shouldn't be picking up your dinner plate anyway if you're at the gym.
What? You have to eat.
Oh, right.
It's like something gains and something. I don't know.
I don't know what it is either.
Gym speak.
But we have the cameras in here. So I saw Instagram videos of me and I just look so fat. So I was like, I've got to get over there.
Yeah.
And it is weird. After day one, I got home and I was like, check for abs. Nothing.
How'd you go? Nothing?
Just, well, they're covered hair anyway, so you wouldn't be able to see it. But I hadn't been since last October, and I've got this trainer, Helen, who is a very lovely woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to see where you're at with your fitness.
Oh, dear. You're like, honey, I can tell you where I'm at. Not very far.
And she's like, all right, now can you just do a plank for me? And so I like try to get up into the plank position, and then literally my hands give out. And that hasn't happened before. Usually I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know that feeling. And if you go to the gym, you might know it. If you're lifting something too heavy, your hands or your arms literally just give out. It's like, I can't hold this weight up.
What were you lifting?
Myself. It was just my own body weight.
Oh,
and she's
no.
like, and then like, so I fall onto the ground and just lay on the mat.
Oh, my God.
I'm just laying there and she's like, writes on her little notepad. She's like, okay. Kingdom to know what she was writing down.
Really?
But, yeah, so. Oh,
well, at least you just bring a bit of sunshine into her life. I'm sure Helen's very happy to see you back.
Have you? You don't know me. You haven't seen me at the gym.
Are you a completely different person?
I'm the Hulk at the gym, but without all the muscles and the...
Oh, no.
And the ability.
Just the attitude.
Just the attitude, the anger, the swearing. Oh, it's full on.
Pricey's scandal.
So Sunday night, Monday morning, it was the Oscars. Frances McDormand won the Best Actress Oscar for her role in Three Billboards. So she won the Oscar, right? Anyway, she put the Oscar down during a party and a guy picked the Oscar up. and he started parading it around like it was his. He took selfies and videos. He then proceeded to walk out of the party with Frances McDormand's Oscar award.
Right.
And he's been photographed everywhere and filmed everywhere holding this award.
What
now,
an idiot.
He's been charged officially with the crime of felony grand theft. And they're looking at prison, years in prison for this.
Dear idea.
I know. So Frances actually had no interest in actually prosecuting this guy. His name's Terry Bryant. But the Oscar is actually technically owned by the Academy.
Yeah, I have heard that, yeah.
So the Academy are saying, we're throwing the book at this guy. This is disrespect. This cannot happen. We need to set an example.
Yeah.
So this guy's, he's went to court yesterday. He looked very different from what he looked like at the Oscars.
Yeah, okay.
And so now he's like facing all these huge charges. If he's convicted, he could get 3 years in state prison and he'll be unable to post bail. So he won't be able to get bail for this.
And the thing is that like criminal record for the rest of your life as well. Like he's not going to be able to travel.
Yep.
Get jobs
it's
and stuff.
There.
What an idiot though, because I remember reading somewhere that they've made the Oscar only worth $10.
Right.
So to stop that and to stop people selling them. Because, you know, like the actors or actresses, like nobodies that still win Oscar awards, which, by the way, there are a few.
Yeah.
They might try and sell it. It's not worth any money.
Yeah. Radio.
So they make it not worth much.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you steal someone else's Oscar?
I don't think he would have been in the right frame of mind because he was at the governor's ball. So it was like free-flowing drinks and stuff.
I've heard that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Not good at all. Like, you know, all these silly decisions you make could end you in jail.
Like, you're spot on about that. Like, Pricey, can I say this?
What?
Like, you know, occasionally you put things in your handbag, you know, bottles of sauce, napkins.
Oh, I take the napkins because they give it to you during the bill. You may as well take the napkins.
I hope the authorities are listening.
What?
Yeah.
It's
disgusting, honestly. I know what you mean. You're on the way to school. Get in touch with us, 4009.
Yeah, Sam Pickett shout-outs. We'd love to hear you get you on the show as well. Joining the show this morning is Lucas from Raffle World's Academy.
Yo,
Raffle
hi.
World Academy. How you doing?
Good.
So we hear that you have to do an exam on a Saturday.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's sadly true.
What's with that?
So basically, we have to come to school on Saturday at 8:30 in the morning and have to do tests till 12:30.
What?
8:30 in the morning.
Who's
in charge of this? Who's?
I don't know.
Can you guys?
I honestly. Worst part is we have to come in school uniform. We can't even come like just normal clothes.
Oh my gosh! On the weekend, in your uniform, 8:30 on a Saturday morning.
And the thing is, worst subject in the world too, maths. Like it's not even a fun one, like anatomy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's sadly true.
Lucas, we're feeling for you. How confident are you feeling going into this exam on Saturday?
It's math, so confidence is very low.
At an all-time low. Oh.
You know what they always used to say when we were kids doing maths?
What?
They're like, you're never going to have a calculator where you go. Now look at it.
Yeah.
Calculator in the phone.
That doesn't mean that you don't listen to your teachers, okay, Lucas?
If I were you, I wouldn't even go.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's your weekend.
And Lucas, we also hear your sister's a little bit grumpy in the car next to you.
Yeah.
Why? What's going on there?
I don't know. It's just always a bit issue with her.
A bit of an issue?
We have a tendency of arguing a lot.
Oh, really? How old is your sister?
She is 15. I'm 16, so 1 year younger.
Oh, yeah. You guys are at that age.
Get used to it, mate.
Loving you too.
They don't grow out of it.
Oh, listen to you, Harry. Shut up.
Sorry. Happy National Women's Day.
I sound like
your
sister, Lucas. Sorry.
You have aged tragically.
What's she drivelling on about?
No, I think it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darlings.
Ooh. It's our favourite. Oh, sorry, yes, please.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that was producer Rog pouring it because last week when Layla poured the tea.
It's like a tsunami in here.
It's awful.
Sound like a urinal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wonderful today. Now, I did request by the way, if you have just joined us, we like to chat about the Royals, and we sip tea while we do so, which I think is the tradition.
It's a breakfast stipulation. It needs to be with tea.
Yeah, even though the engineers here don't actually allow us to have beverages in the studio. Kind of. Does anyone else think of that rule, by the way?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So this may be the last Royal Tea Time. I did request a Lady Grey today because I like the zesty orange aroma, but what's today's? It's actually not a Lady Grey.
Today is a classic Earl Grey.
It's quite nice.
I never get this right. Fortnum and Mason.
You put there sugar you in this, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You
didn't?
It tastes
it's
sweet.
Just because you had about 2 cubes of fudge before it. You've probably just got the sugar in your mouth still.
Could be that. Want a new diet.
Hashtag new body.
Hashtag clean eating. Producer Layla gives us the update because she's from a posh part of London.
Kind of, not really.
What have we got, Producer Lales?
So this is kind of about the fairy tale love story between Kate and Wills. Mm-hmm. So stories come out that years ago when Kate was 13, back in 1995, her future was predicted for her.
What?
So she was in a school play and she played a maiden who went to go and see a fortune teller, and the fortune teller said, "You're going to marry a very rich and handsome man called William."
No way.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
So in the next scene, she kind of appears with the prince, and then he gets down on one knee and proposes, and she says, "Yes, yes, dear William, I will."
Oh, and that was when she was 13 years old, and then
now,
18 years later, she married him.
We're looking at this like, okay, wow, that is properly fortune written in the stars.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't grow up in London. Is it quite common that there's just rich, available dudes walking around with the name William?
Like, not that I've come across.
Okay. I just thought in case it's quite common, you know.
Actually, the common part about this is when I was 13 years old, I was also in a play, but my play was The Twits. And look at us now, Harry.
I've been so excited this week, obviously with the announcement of the Backstreet Boys coming to town for Blended, and then we learn Mel C's coming.
Mel C from the Spice Girls coming along. Lamar is also going to be supporting. It's going to be such an awesome day down there at the Dubai Media City Amphitheatre on the 20th of April.
Got us thinking about the 90s, obviously with Mel C and Spice Girls, mm-hmm, and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And this thing's selling out, pretty much sold out. So obviously you're loving the 90s too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you miss? What do you miss from the 90s?
I miss the TV shows. Like, I used to live for Beverly Hills 90210, the original. And also Melrose Place. I had to say the original because I don't like the new one.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Just on that,
yeah,
if I can add an additional what I miss from the 90s, good theme songs for TV shows. Like Melrose Place was an anthem.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
And you could hear it from the next room and you go, oh, Melrose is on.
Yeah,
all the Wonder
away.
Years, remember that?
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Just undone.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Producer Layla.
I love the Wonder Years.
Yeah, great show.
Awesome.
Asking you on 4009 what you miss from the 90s. Charlotte from Maidan's on. What do you miss from the 90s, Charlotte?
So much. The 90s was brilliant, but hair mascara.
Yes.
I remember you could get it in loads of different colours. And to be honest, now I'm like early 30s, I could do with it in a grey shade, cover up those roots.
Well, I
do that with mascara, Charlotte. You should just try it with eyelash mascara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I've tried it with brow mascara.
See? It's fun. But I remember that hair mascara. That was so much fun. We used to also have something called fudge color, and it was like, it was basically hair dye, but it was in like those bright pinks and purples and everything.
Yeah.
We used to love it.
I don't, as a guy, and I know Producer Rog was in here shaking his shoulders as well, I don't really know what that is, but did you ever crimp your hair with the crimper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What? And then if we didn't have a crimper, I think before, pre-crimper, it was plait. Overnight,
yeah.
Wet hair plaits overnight,
yes,
and let it dry.
Yeah, if we had a disco, like a school disco, we would go to school in with plaits in our hair, and
yeah,
then that night we'd release the plaits.
I want crimping to come back. I loved the crimp hairstyle.
Crimping is
chicks.
Amazing.
Look good.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, Charlotte. Enjoy your weekend, actually, Charlotte. Thanks for calling through.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And you too, guys.
You excited about the Backstreet Boys, just quickly?
Excited, yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Us too.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. 4009, what did you miss from the 90s?
Yeah, what do you miss from the 90s, Harry?
Do you know what? This is going to sound really silly. I still love music, but I miss buying an album, reading the inner notes on the record and the album, looking at the artwork, learning the lyrics, finding out where it was recorded and listening to every single song on it.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You just get it on your phone and you listen to the good song and that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I miss. That was my thing as a kid. I put on a big pair of headphones in the corner and listened to a record.
On your Discman?
On my Discman?
You'd have to hold it steady because if you didn't, it would start skipping.
I had the 40-second anti-skip shock headphone.
Oh, well, la-di-da. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.